The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So now I think you can hear me. So welcome. I find it very delightful and kind of homey to be sitting here Monday morning, to be able to speak to you all about the Dharma, and for me to, I'm speaking to myself as well. This is as much a Dharma exploration for me as it is offering you things to explore. So, in this Dharma practice that we do, there's a wonderful way in which contrasts support us to find our way to deepen the practice, to help us use this practice to become more free, and to be able to be aware of two contrasting states kind of at the same time, or have them in mind at the same time, or evoke our connection to it or our intuition of them at the same time, can be a very significant way of the heart, the mind, kind of finding the beacon, finding the path forward. So one example of this is the contrast between agitation and calm. Agitation and calm, there's always going to be some degree of both present for us, short of awakening, short of enlightenment. And when all agitation disappears. But otherwise, there's going to be a little bit of both. Sometimes we're more on the agitation side, sometimes we're less. Sometimes we're more on the calm side, and sometimes we're less. But the two are there, and the degree to which you recognize sitting down this morning, you're maybe a little bit agitated, or already a little bit calm, you've already beginning to find yourself on that spectrum between the two. And it's not really so necessary to have the idea that you should be anywhere else in the spectrum. If you find yourself much more on the agitation side of the spectrum, for the purposes of this meditation, that's fine. That's the door. That's the where we practice mindfulness, and the mindfulness can develop wonderfully with agitation. I've had wonderful meditations with restlessness. We just felt like this energy of like ping pong ball energy bouncing around inside. And at some point it became even entertaining to feel all the energy in the body. Just that bouncing inside. But if you can kind of be aware of both at the same time, the chances are that your heart will, or your agitation will be reassured by the calm. Somehow the calm will more and more be a companion to the agitation, so the agitation can quiet, can settle. And that's one of the ways to use the wisdom of contrasts to help us along this way. So to assume a meditation posture and lower your gaze down towards the floor without closing your eyes and soften that gaze. So you're not really focused on anything in particular, but a broad focus as if looking at a mountain far in the distance, soft, relaxed. And now gently close your eyes. And feel in this body of yours, in the posture, where there is agitation and where there might be some modicum of calm. As I sit here, I do feel a little bit of agitation in the area of my front of my chest. But in the back of my chest, it's calm. I feel some energy, maybe agitation, a little bit in my hands and fingers. But they rest on my knees and thighs, which are feel calm and settled. I feel a teeny bit of tightening and restlessness in my eyes, tension. But behind them, in the back of my head, it feels peaceful and quiet. So where is this contrast found for you? Feeling your whole body and recognizing the degree to which it might be calm or agitated on the spectrum between the two. And then gently, calmly, take some deeper breaths. Even in the breathing, there might be ways in which there's agitation and calm. And see if you can know agitation and calm calmly, peacefully. Noticing which parts of breathing feels more on the calm side, what part of the cycle feels more on the agitated side, at least relative to itself. Letting the breathing breathe naturally. Continue to feel the contrasts in breathing. Maybe it's more agitated to less agitated, more calm and less calm. Or the two sides, calm and agitation. And if while being with your breathing, you feel agitation or tension in your body, maybe on the exhale, Bring a wave of calmness to hold, to touch the places of agitation. And your thinking mind, is it more agitated or more calm? If it's agitated, it might be kind of pushing itself out of the body or upward or just spinning unconnected to the body. Maybe you can allow the thinking mind to settle back and rest in the body. Perhaps you can think calmly about how to bring attention to the agitation. Attuning yourself to the rhythms of breathing. Maybe as if the breathing is like the tide moving up on the beach and back, coming and going. As if the breathing comes and goes across the calm and agitation that's in you, gently, agitation and calm touched by your breathing. after these minutes of meditating, has the balance of agitation and calm shifted for you? Either direction is fine. Not being troubled by anything, even agitation, is a support for calm. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to gaze upon your experience calmly, to have a kind, calm awareness of whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're aware of, here and now. And then to let that calm attention, calm thinking, be directed towards the people you might encounter in the next 24 hours, whether people you know or people you don't know, strangers on the street, neighbors, colleagues, people you'll read about in the news or see on the news, anywhere. And imagine gazing upon them, being present for them, calmly, free of agitation, so that you can take them in, be aware of them from your heart, and with from that heartfelt place within, wish them well. May all the people that I have some awareness of today, may they be happy. May the people that I'll have contact with, may they be safe. May the people that I'll know about, may they be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may my ability to stay connected to calm while I'm also on the spectrum from agitation to calm, may that calm support the welfare and happiness of all.